Definitely an honor. Feel grateful and a great opportunity to play here and to be honored with that award.
Have you surpassed even maybe what you thought you'd do come in this year?
Yeah. Just my plan was to come in and do the best I could and contribute to the team in any way I could.
How much of a factor have the veterans been in your development? I was asking Austin Johnson about, you know, you spend time asking the questions about games and situations.
Yeah, ever since I got here over the summer, Daryl Breen, Austin Johnson, Herman Lathers, all the senior upper-class linebackers, they've been very helpful in helping me with the schemes and going up and watching film, extra film, and even during practice and still up to fall, like late in the season, I still ask them questions anytime, and they always have an answer for me. And Coach Sherman been a great help, too. Excuse me.
Ask Austin about the interceptions he's been getting lately. I think people are underestimating him, his ability to drop back and the coverage, or are they just overlooking him out there? What's your sense for why things are kind of clicking for him when it comes to making picks?
He's a great playmaker. He's real smart. He's athletic, and I think a lot of people have been overlooking him because he played a few different positions over the years, and I think he's a great player and a great person.
Ben, from your perspective, what was working in the running game that just wasn't there before in the last few
weeks? I think the offensive line did a really good job of coming off the ball and driving their blocks. I think hitting a few runs early really gave us confidence in our blocks and gave, you know, the Torn and some of the other runners confidence as well. So I think just having success with it early and just keep pressing it.
Do you like the pistol formation? Is it a big difference? Do you think it made a difference Saturday?
It's not very different to me. I think the running backs are starting to get into a groove with it, and I think they are liking it. I think it kind of gives the running back a little more time to read the box.
And what was it like having Tony line up next to you on the first touchdown?
it was pretty exciting. You know, we were both pumped to be back there together, leading the way through the hole. So it was definitely cool.
Was that a new thing, or had that been in the works?
It was new, and we were all excited about it, and we're glad the play worked.
Just talk about Kentucky. I know for you this is the first experience, but you're familiar with the Tennessee's history and the streak, and they're going to be pretty motivated when you get to Lexington.
This is a very big game. You know, I've been around this game for a while, and I know the history of it, and I know the importance of it, and I think all the upperclassmen do, and they're going to press just each day in practice that we have to have just great practices this week to get ready for this game. It's just really important.
What do you know about it?
You know, it's going to be a big game. Just like last week, it was a big game. You know, as a freshman, you don't really know what to expect until you get there, and the atmosphere last week was crazy, so I know this game got a lot on the line, so, and I'm ready to put it all on the line for the players next to me, all the seniors and whatnot.
Kurt, this time last year you were winding down in high school football. Now you still got at least one more week, maybe bowl preparation coming up. Where are you physically and how tough is it as a freshman to get used to playing deep in November, maybe even December and January?
I think it's more tough mentally and emotionally than physically. Just being able to had the right mindset to come out every day and try to work hard and try to be the best you can be and not settling for less.
You had to sit out a couple of weeks ago with being banged up a little bit. Just how tough was that to have to sit down and watch all these guys out there while you
watched? Yeah, that wasn't a good feeling at all. I hated it. Any player that got hard and wanted to be out there with his team wouldn't like sit on the sideline or whatever. So that was hard for me to sit out in practice even and sit out in the game definitely.
Ben, because you know the history of the series so well, it almost seems like an automatic to put the W down. How do you prevent yourself from going into this game this weekend with that kind of mindset?
You know, we're in the SEC, and so we know that each week it's going to be a really, really tough game, and it doesn't matter who your opponent is. They're going to come out wanting to beat you. So we know we have to go up. You know, we're going into their house, and we've got to go take the win from them. It's not. We know it's not going to be easy, and no game is.
The fact that I know some of the road games this year have been against tough opponents, but it's been tough playing on the road. What
think, you know, the atmosphere, it will be hostile up there and it'll be different, but I think that the team's really matured throughout the season. I think we've overcome a lot of the obstacles so that we won't be affected by it.
Kurt, with you being a first-year player, you've had some road games in some pretty crazy places, obviously Gainesville and Tuscaloosa. You haven't gone to Lexington yet, but just your sense for playing a road game in the SEC, what that's been like for you?
It's kind of a good feeling knowing that you only have your team, just the guys around you, and you're going into a hostile environment and everybody against you, everything is against you, so you only have one way to go up from there. So it's kind of just like everything against you and just got to push forward.
Would you expect any more sense of frustration maybe from fans up there, given the fact that Tennessee has been so dominant in this series, that you may anticipate them being a little more vocal and a little more venom perhaps because of all that?
Probably. That's fine to just go out there and play hard and enjoy the game.
Then you guys have played number 1, 2, and 3 in the country. Coach Dilley talked earlier about building scars. Where do you think you guys are in terms of scars at this point?
I think we learned a lot from this season, just from the wins, from the losses. We corrected a lot of mistakes, and I think we built a lot of good things this year, and I think our team has just really come together through the hard times, and we're really coming together for this last game of the regular season.
As far as schedule, is this the toughest you can remember it being since you got here?
I mean, we have faced some really, really great opponents this year. There's no doubt about that. I don't know if I can compare it to other years, but that we have faced some really good opponents this year.
Thank you.